You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We've got a great show planned for you today. Before we get started, I wanted to make mention of a couple things. First of all, we have a new sponsor. The name of the sponsor is U.S. Cell Wellness. The name of this sponsor may sound familiar, and you know why? Because they were a previous sponsor with another company, U.S. Wellness Meats. John Wood, over at U.S. Wellness Meats, has thrown his hat into the ring of the supplement industry with some of the finest orthomolecular supplements available. U.S. Cell Wellness. You'll hear spots running for them. You'll see banner ads on Superhuman Radio. We will also have some special offers to the Superhuman Radio audience coming up to take advantage of this. You know how committed John is to providing the finest grass-fed beef, humanely raised swine, chickens, and so on and so forth to our audience in the past. And they're doing the same thing now in the supplement industry. So I wanted to mention that. Today's show is an important one, and I'll tell you why. We're going to be talking to Dr. Tom Seaborn today about his book that's about to be released called The Complete Idiot's Guide to Quick Total Body Workouts. But I want you to listen to this interview with a different ear. While the book may have been written originally with the maybe even the newbie in mind or the person who's looking for quick workouts to satisfy their schedule, I want you to think about something quite perhaps more important. To those of us who consider ourselves devotees of physical culture, we train every single day. There's a lot of evidence that those of us who train early in the morning, regardless of how hard we train, go in and bang hard, lift heavy, but then we spend 4, 6, 8 hours sitting in a chair. The net results could actually be that you are not seeing the gains that you want to see. There's lots of genetic mechanisms that take place when our body is at rest. There's a lot of evidence that getting up and moving numerous times throughout the day, as you know, I've talked about doing body weight squats and push-ups during the commercial breaks. It's no lie, I do them because I'm trying to take advantage of the work that I did in the morning and carry it through the day. So I want you to listen to today's interview with a different ear as well. The workouts that we're going to be talking about in this book can actually benefit the hardcore trainer by giving you things to do throughout the day that will make sure that the net results of your routine is beneficial. We're going to take a quick 1.5 minute break. We'll be right back with Dr. Tom Seaborn. Stay tuned.
Where brawn and brains finally meet.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regan. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed surpass their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of the Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success. Finally, a time-released energy tablet. No more shots or drinks filled with sugar. Atomic Tabs are here. Atomic Tabs are the only time-released, high-energy, chewable tablet available anywhere. Atomic Tabs have as much caffeine as a cup of coffee, combined with energy and focus-enhancing ingredients that will give you a long-lasting wave of energy with no jitters or crash. Energy comes on in 5 minutes after you chew it. Go to AtomicTabs.com, be one of the first 10,000 people to sign the mailing list, and get a free sample of Atomic Tabs. Go to AtomicTabs.com today. Chew your energy.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at USCellWellness.com. USCell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at USCellWellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest today is Dr. Tom Seaborn. How you doing, Tom?
Hey, I'm doing fine, Carl. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. You actually referred to me by sponsors of the show, which is Jay Vollmer over at PowerBlock. Visit powerblock.com to learn more. And found out that you were about to release this book. And when I looked at it at first, I thought, you know, I don't know if my audience is going to be interested in this, because a lot of us are pretty hardcore people. But then I started thinking about it, and I was reading some research a few weeks ago, and I started to think more about the notion that if we're not doing things throughout the day, we actually may not be getting all the benefits of our early morning training routines. Have you heard anything about this?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, the prediction of morbidity, of the fact that you can die from sittings for long periods of time, is accelerated just by sitting on the couch all day, even though those folks are working out in the morning. But you're right, Carl, that working out early increases testosterone, and for your hardcore lifters, you know, that's what they want to do. And speaking of Power Block, well, I've been using Power Blocks. I don't remember when I started, but they're my favorite dumbbell. In fact, we just opened our fitness center here at the college, and our free weight room is, we have both the regular Power Blocks and the Kettle Block, and boy, that Kettle Block is popular, because it's a power workout. It's exactly what bodybuilders, you know, I've got a lot of bodybuilders here who, you know, they're here early in the morning, you know, they're increasing testosterone, they're drinking their shakes, they're taking their supplements, and boy, they love the Power Block, especially for drop sets, you know, going from 90 to 80 to 70 to 60, you know, boom, 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 you know, trying to, you know, get all their muscle fibers involved, moving at every single angle that they can figure out. And yeah, the Power Block has been my favorite dumbbell ever since. Gosh,
I can't imagine not owning a pair. I gotta be honest with you. I've had Power Blocks now for 5 years, and we're gonna talk more about the types of routines that you can do with a set of dumbbells, but They're just so easy to use, and they, you can go from one weight to another so quickly. But more importantly, having a set of dumbbells at your home, or even at your office for that matter, gives you an opportunity that 99% of the serious athletes don't have. And that is to grab them and bust out a 1 or 2 minute, very, very intense. It could be anything. You could do shoulder presses. You could do curls. You could do tricep extensions. But just doing that a couple, three times a day for a minute or two here and there can have a profound effect on your body's desire. And I use that word specifically, desire to grow.
You're absolutely right. I mean, I know that the folks who listen to this show know all about overtraining, so they're not going to overtrain.
Right.
But you're correct that after a powerful, explosive interval-type workout, there's what's called EPOC, excess post-exercise oxygen consumption, where even for maybe hours after that workout, they're burning additional calories, and their body is trying to get back to that homeostasis that it was in. And in doing so, a lot of your bodybuilder folks will realize that their diet will be much easier to follow because they'll get this amazing caloric burn from this powerful type workout instead of doing, as you know, the long, slow distance type training that can also use up their muscle for energy.
Well, and there's, you know, it's always amazes me. Everything that we do is like a pendulum. We grab a phase of something. We push it as far to the left as we possibly can. Then we find out that the middle was a better place. So now we push as far to the right as, and we're constantly trying to find the middle. And what we're learning now about distance running in general is what was originally thought, that distance running, the longer you could run, the more grueling a cardio effort you put out, that it was beneficial to the heart. We're finding out that's counter. That in fact, a lot of distance runners are destroying the fibers of their heart by these long, arduous, taxing runs. It's not helping the heart. And so now we're starting to learn, hey, you know what? Shorter distance is better. In fact, interval training seems to be even better. We're more equipped as animals, if you will, to have short bursts of speed and then walk for a while and then short bursts of speed. And now all of a sudden there's a new mantra coming in. Well, now everything is about interval training.
Right.
And well, somewhere in between is the truth.
you're right. Carl, it's funny. A couple of years ago, I set a Guinness World Record for endurance on a stationary bike, 185 hours on a bike.
Holy mackerel.
But you know what? Here's the bad news. You're absolutely correct that I also, I did the Race Across America in 1990 and again in, I did it again in 2007. And what I've discovered, I don't usually go to a doctor, but I was starting to have kind of palpitations, which is now referred to as atrial fibrillation.
And, right.
And doing my own research, I have what's called lone AFib, which I don't have any of the other problems with the heart, but from all of the long distance training, you're exactly right. So the middle ground.
Because you know what happens in that case as well, in that particular type of dissynchronization of the heart. The heart, in an effort to accommodate this this long distance output, which it was never designed to do, increases a collateralization of nerve fibers that are responsible for making the sinuses contract. Mm-hmm. And what ends up happening is, like any time you add too many wires to something, you know, some of them get out of sync. They're just not firing with the rest of the harness, if you will.
You know, you're so right, and what I have found personally, and maybe some of your supplement sponsors will appreciate this, because I'm still doing the endurance. I'm a gym rat, though. I'm in there early in the morning in the weights, but then cardio is still a big part of my life because I like to compete in the ultra endurance. But I'm finding personally that L-arginine and magnesium are keeping me stabilized so that I'm not doing the ablate. I'm not going to get any surgical ablation, which has a horrible response rate.
I got to say something to you. How can I ask how old you are?
Yeah, I'm 55.
Okay, I'm 53. The best thing that you can, and again, I am not a doctor, so I'm allowed to put my foot in my mouth regularly because no one can threaten to take anything away from me. I even own the radio station, so I've got a job here for life, right?
Right.
But the bottom line is one of the most, one thing that changes the heart, the landscape of the heart that I found, and actually in the majority of people who have any type of dissynchronization that is not valve related.
Mm-hmm.
In men, I'm talking about testosterone therapy has a profound effect. In 3 to 4 months, it goes away completely. I know a guy who was ready to be paced. They were thinking about putting a pacemaker in for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I convinced him, I said, before you do this, go to a doctor, get testosterone gel, just try it. Well, of course, he started expounding all the other benefits. I'm waking up again feeling virile. I have energy. I can't believe and then lo and behold, about 3 months later, his atrial fib was gone.
Wow. You know, I'm going to consider that because let me tell you, Carl, this is interesting. I've been trying just all of the natural ways to increase testosterone. I do the early morning workouts. You know, I'm eating more saturated fat. You know, a lot of Volex research out of University of Connecticut Stores shows that saturated fat's not the enemy as we thought
right.
It used to be. So So I'm trying to do everything right to increase testosterone naturally, but you're right, as we age, even though we're healthy, some of us are probably low, and I may go to my, you know, I haven't been to the doc in a while, but that may be a reason just to get my testosterone.
Go with the intention of just getting testosterone. Don't let them talk into anything else. Just say, look, I want to try testosterone. I'm of the age where I'm eligible. No one's going to scrutinize you for, prescribing a topical gel for me. Let me try it. Cause I'll tell you something, Tom. In 2007, after using drugs, for sports, I crashed my endocrine system. And I waited a whole year to try to get my testosterone levels back to normal. And I had to make a decision at the end of that year. Am I going to continue to allow my body to be able to be damaged through insult, my brain, my heart, and everything else that goes along with it, become insulin resistant? Or am I going to go ahead and face the fact that the boys downstairs are just not going to wake up anymore, and I'm going to have to start testosterone therapy? And it was very, very difficult for me to do, because it's probably similar to when a woman comes to grips with menopause. Like, even though she never wanted to have another child, the finality of it, like, wow, I can't produce children anymore. I'm not a woman. I'm not producing testosterone anymore. I'm not a man. Baloney. This is when I say pharmaceutical modalities are acceptable to rescue the body. It's the greatest thing I ever did. I talked about it on the show. My audience knows. When I got on testosterone therapy, it felt like someone turned the lights back on in my life. The analogy I give on the show is at 40 somewhat years old, I'm sorry, 50 years old, I was 49, 50 years old, when I decided to get back on to go on testosterone, it's like one light bulb. Living in a warehouse with 100 light bulbs, and one light bulb a year goes out. By the time you get to 49 years, it's not that big of a deal, because you're just losing one light bulb a year. But if somebody came in and put all those light bulbs in one afternoon, you would go, oh my God, is this how bright it used to be in here?
Yeah.
I've learned to live with this dimness.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I would applaud you if you would go and check this out. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a commercial break, and now we're going to get into the book. We're going to talk about why you wrote the book and what people can find in the book. We're talking with Dr. Tom Seaborn. The book, appropriately, is called, I love these books, The Complete Idiot's Guide to Quick Total Body Workouts. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Rehab, I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, no.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol, with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long, because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to try them today. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw: the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to ageforce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Dr. Tom Seaborn about his new book, The Complete Idiot's Guide to Quick Total Body Workouts. And again, I want you to think about this book not from the standpoint of this is your primary workout, but these are auxiliary sessions, if you will, to make sure that you get the gains from your training that you want to. Tom, you've written quite a few books. What made you write this one? I love these, by the way, these complete idiot guides to anything, I have to tell you.
I appreciate that. I do, too. I've actually written four other complete idiot guidebooks, but this one was a lot of fun because, as I mentioned, I was doing the ultra endurance, and, you know, it just hit me that I'm 55, and I have been troubled, you know, with the chronic AFib, you know, and I'm thinking, how can people who enjoy exercise like me, who don't have time, how can they work exercise into their lives? And even bodybuilders, like you suggested, how can they get that quick, powerful pump that's going to enhance their growth production into their lives? So what we do in the book is we have gym workouts, home workouts, and office workouts. And the key here is to work anaerobically, you know, really powerful type 2B fibers. We're talking not the walking, but the interval training, ATP, CP. You know, we're talking really very vigorous. And so for your hardcore gym enthusiasts, they'll know what to do. Now my readers who are just starting out, I have them start slow and progress gradually. But as you suggested, having a power block in the office, or even if they just use their body weight for these power type drills where they're jumping and exploding and using maybe just a few seconds and not even sweating, but getting enough of a workout to increase growth hormone to actually feed their muscle right after that little few seconds of workout, then they can grab some protein, get their muscles energized, and then they'll know that throughout the day, interspersing these type of lower body or upper body moves, they're going to contribute to their success.
You know, there's a lot to be said for the type 2B fiber. Correct me if I'm wrong, but the type 2B fiber is actually a hybrid fiber, which can utilize triglycerides or glucose as its form of energy, correct?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, you know, what they're finding, and you probably already know this, you know, there's type 1, type 2A intermediate, and type 2B, but now they're realizing that it's more of a continuum of all different fibers along. There's going to be other names of different fibers along that continuum soon. So soon we won't even have these type 2B, type 1, and all. So the point about what we're saying is that, you know, let's say that you have a few seconds to do one of these drills. So you've got to make sure that you've eaten a little bit before. So, you know, you have a little bit of protein in your system, a little bit of carbs for energy. But, you know, some of your listeners probably aren't eating any refined carbs anymore, which I agree,
right,
you know,
right.
You know, staying completely away from the breads and the pastas and the box cereals, and instead relying on essential fats, which is fine. Now, some people like me who I have to train all day long. And when I say have to, it's just my lifestyle. I teach spinning. I teach fitness boxing. So I'm constantly eating. I'm eating between each of these classes. And you may have even heard of this syndrome, Carl. It's called aerobics instructor syndrome, where females especially will be working out all day long, but they're overcompensating in the amount of calories that they're taking in. So they're actually gaining weight even though they're exercising all day long. So we've got to make sure that these mini meals, and I'm sure your listeners know this, are not calorically dense but nutrient dense. And that's where, you know, many of your supplements, your bars and drinks come in if they can't get a hold of real food. But the explosive type workouts that I'm talking about, rather than the type 1 red fibers that are used in walking and sitting and just kind of strolling through the day, these are the fibers that grow larger, which, again, many of your listeners want. They want these type 2B fibers. They want to train them rather than kind of doing the long, slow distance type of training, as we discussed earlier, that can cause them to lose muscle.
Right.
So, yeah, the program is, it's funny that even though it may not seem like this is a bodybuilding book, and it's not. It's not specific to bodybuilding. But the principles are, because even as we grow old, we, you know, you're in your early 50s, I'm in my mid-50s, we want to keep those type 2B fibers, and the only way we're going to keep them is by doing this type of training, because it's use them or lose them. I'm completely, totally for older adults doing power training.
You know, there's also something else. There's emerging information that goes hand in hand with interval training, number one, that the shorter bouts of more explosive movements, and they have to be shorter because you cannot truly explode for a half hour. You can only do it for minutes at a time. But the shorter bouts of more explosive movements have an ability to burn body fat faster. Dr. Paul Arciero's group over at Skidmore College did a study where they had obese people supplementing with 20 grams of protein, whey protein, three times a day, and training in explosive movements for very, very short periods of time. And they had a control group, and then they had a group that did that supplemented and trained traditional, you know, half hour, 45 minute, and the group that was doing the shorter bouts of explosive movements lost a greater, I think it was almost 2 kilograms more body fat in the same period of time. So these types of, if you will, modular exercise routines, you know, modular implies something small that can be assembled and into something bigger. These types of modular exercise routines lend themselves to these more explosive sessions that appear to be more beneficial. And, you know, if you look at guys like Ori Hofmeckler, he's been saying all along that, you know, the human is an animal that's designed to produce high energy for short bursts and then chill out for a while, not go for 45 minutes, an hour and a half. It's not genetically what we're supposed to do. So if you buy into some of these things, these exercise routines that you talk about in this book are the perfect adjunct to anybody who's training already.
You're right, Carl. And in fact, just to put the science to what you just said, you're increasing both aerobic and anaerobic power. You're getting more bang for your buck. You're burning more calories in a shorter period of time. And by putting all of that together, you're becoming more fit. And the more fit you are, the more calories you burn, even at rest. So bingo, you're right. The interval type training, the modular type training, these little explosive moves through the day are more beneficial for losing body fat, for keeping the type 2B fibers activated, and you're going to become fitter, and the more fit you are, then you can eat more. And, you know, so you're exactly right. So all these, you know, I kind of feel sorry for these people who are doing, like, especially, I hate to just generalize to women, but she's on the Stairmaster for 3 hours trying to lose that last bit of fat, but in essence, she's holding on to fat because the body's thinking, okay, she's overtraining and under-eating, so she's going to store and hold on to fat as a survival mechanism. Whereas doing these modular approaches, as you're suggesting, as I am in my book, then your body is able to use the energy that you bring in from the foods to replenish, restore, and rebuild muscle, which is what we need to do after those quick workouts. Absolutely correct.
Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll pick it up with Dr. Tom Seaborn. You can get his book over at Amazon.com. It's actually going to be released February of 2012. That's correct, right? The target date is February 2012?
Yeah, and maybe even sooner. That's what they're telling me, sooner. And it's only like 10 bucks right now.
Yeah, they have a pre-sale going on. You can really save money by pre-ordering the book on Amazon. Go to Amazon.com and check out The Complete Idiot's Guide to Quick Total Body Workouts. Think of this book as the addendum for your workout in the morning. I want to talk more about that when we come back.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your miracle noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter urethane series power blocks with FlexPen technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Dr. Tom Seaborn, author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Quick Total Body Workouts. I was talking to Rob Wolf last week, author of The Paleo Solution, wildly successful book, and a paleo guru throughout the country now. And he was sharing with me that there is emerging science that shows that along with paleo nutrition, Paleolithic style exercise, if you will, which is what we were hardwired for, she seems to flip some genetic switches in our body to A, stay leaner, B, stay stronger, and C, burn more calories. And basically, in its distillation, it's what we've really done up till 100 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that is that people moved all day long. We are exactly the opposite now. Today, we move for very short periods of time, and the rest of the time we sit at a desk like I am behind this microphone. We sit at the kitchen table eating breakfast. We sit in the car. We go home. We sit and we watch the news, and then we lay down. And there's a lot of evidence that now that, and you can't deny that we are genetically hardwired for certain things like sleeping at night and so on. We are genetically hardwired to expend energy throughout the day. And one of the ways to do that and really ramp up your metabolism, build more muscle, maintain more muscle, is to have these short little concentrated sessions, if you will, of exercises. Now, I'm going to turn it over to you, Tom. What do you see if somebody wanted to start to adapt this in their office? What could they do, and how many times a day? What do you have in the book that they could use?
Right. Well, boy, you really prefaced it well. In fact, you know, we do, Carl, we live in an interval life, or we should, meaning, you know, we get up, we should maybe go eat right away something, and then we should walk to our car, and then we should maybe walk from our car to our
office. Hell, we should walk to our office like the Europeans do.
Yeah, exactly. But we, you know, as you said, the problem is our interval world has changed into a steady state of complete, utter uselessness, slovenly laziness, where we don't even move to change the channel, as you know, drive in everything. So our world has caused us not to move at all, and it's going against our nature. We were designed biologically to move. And look at all of these insidious diseases, everything from the arthritis to the diabetes, which is caused because we don't move. So that's why this book is so valuable to people who don't feel like they have the time or that they can't work out in their office. Gosh, you can use your office desk as a push-up platform. And for your bodybuilder friends, you can use your feet on the desks and, you know, do explosive plyometric push-ups.
Right.
And as you know, Carl, the idea of plyometric moves can be sewn into any type of movement. So, you know, the old days of 3 seconds up, 3 seconds down, I mean, that's fine. And we do want to train that way sometimes. And, you know, super slow training is fine sometimes. And doing a lot of the different rest pause and a lot of the other methodology, you know, you can do that. But the explosive type training we're talking about can really enhance what you just described, that energetic, powerful type of lifestyle that we're trying to integrate into our lives. Instead, what we're doing is we're becoming more slovenly, finding more ways to just sit or lie down. So the book talks about, if you're sitting, find a way to stand. If you're standing, find a way to pace. If you're pacing, find a way to actually maybe jump up and down and whatever. I mean, there's those kind of, the theory, as you suggested, is to get our natures back to the caveman times. We were designed to move, and once we stop moving, we'll die.
You know what? In the mid to late 1800s and the very, very earliest parts of the 1900s, malnutrition was a problem. People, no matter how much food they got their hands on, they were always very, very lean and very, very skinny. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, that we were better off back then, the reality is. But but because we feel that look, that sinewy look, is a sign of the lack of affluence, if you will. And fat has always been the sign of affluence because fat people were seen as being able to overindulge themselves because they had the resources to do so. We have become a society where More is better. More food, more cars, more gas-guzzling cars, bigger homes, everything, more, more, more. And look where it has gotten us. We now have, by 2030, it's estimated that 50% of the population will be obese, and 50% of the population will be sick, and 50% of the population who's not sick will be carrying the other 50% of the population financially, because they won't be able to work. They won't be able to contribute. They will be a drain on us. This, we could implode. This, I've written an article for the Huffington Post. This is a bigger threat to the United States than the bailout of the banks and terrorism combined. No one's paying attention to it.
You're so right. And you know, the scary part is that only 15% of people are moving, and it's the same people are out there, you know, weight training, they're out there sprinting. And so with only 15% of the people moving, and like you said, they're going to be the ones, even though, admittedly, we all are not trying to be fat anymore. I mean, we know being fat's not a good thing. In fact, look at the case of a child that they're going to take away from their parents.
Yeah.
Because, you know, this is over fat, kind of a malnutrition in reverse.
Neglect. They're saying that's neglect now.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So what we're trying to do, what you and I are trying to do, is raise awareness that it doesn't take that long, that these quick, powerful, explosive moves will make you leaner, fitter. It'll take away that, you know, even that phrase skinny fat. You know how the lot of
Normal weight obesity, they're calling it now. It's a normal weight metabolic syndrome. Yeah, everybody's coming up with their own name for it. But the bottom line is, It's been the medical orthodoxy's position to ignore the importance of muscle, and it's coming back to haunt everybody.
Well, right. Look at the BMI. You know, the doctor says, okay, your BMI, you're obese, and yet your body fat's 3%.
Right.
So, yeah, you're right. Muscle is completely ignored. And now, I don't know if you've seen the latest. I mean, I used to love preaching the fact that, you know, if you gain a pound of muscle, you'll be able to eat an additional 50 calories a day and stay the same weight. But they're now looking, you know, the research is now showing that, well, it's not quite 50 calories, but a lot of your clients and the people who listen to this show, oh my gosh, with the amount of muscle they have, what, you tell me the caloric ranges those guys need to keep that muscle on. I bet there are some
thousands.
Thousands. Yeah.
3,000-4,000 calories a day.
Yeah, so think about that. I mean, that should be enough proof to people that add additional few pounds of muscle. Maybe, you know, like I teach at a college, so I tell my students, you know, 16 weeks, gain 3 pounds of muscle. No, just think that they can eat more, and then that the calories will be burned more efficiently.
But what's even a bigger issue about muscle? Muscle is metabolic currency. The more you have, the better off you are. And the bottom line is, muscle will push back chronic disease. It will keep chronic disease from setting in. Muscle actually sends signals to the rest of the body. When you have a lot of muscle, it tells bones to get stronger. It tells organ systems to function differently. So, you know, and I've done whole shows where we talked about the fact that for some reason, the word anabolic has become like a curse word. Anabolic is a wonderful thing. It means the body is thriving, it's growing, it's repairing. But the mainstream media has made anabolic some sort of demonic statement. Like, oh my God, you're anabolic. Yeah, I want to be anabolic. I don't want to be withering and dying. I want to be growing and getting stronger.
Well, look at diabetes, Carl. I mean, the more muscle you have, then the muscle will take up that glucose, the glycogen. And so type 2 diabetics are, you know, this is the best way that they can curb that disease, is increasing muscle, not aerobics, but increasing muscle. So,
well,
you're right.
And there's new research. I'm trying to get the scientist to come on the show, but he doesn't want to because it's only been done in mice so far, that a form of PPAR called PPAR beta gamma, I believe, actually causes muscles to just literally burn glucose, burn it up. This also increases explosive power and endurance. No wonder why, because it probably contributes to, you know, creatine monophosphate production and so on and so forth. But it's like there's new evidence that big, strong muscles there is nothing to regulate glucose on the upside other than insulin. Okay. Right. But muscle actually is a check mechanism to keep insulin from having to do the work, because muscle, the right kind of muscle, can actually burn through glucose very, very quickly and keep blood sugar levels stable.
Sure. Well, think about, you know, you mentioned this earlier, and I wanted to throw this in. If we look at the build of a sprinter, you know, the physique of a sprinter, they're muscular. They look like bodybuilders. But look at the physique of a long distance runner, you know, the guy who's out there running, you know, 8 miles a day. He's got a lot of fat on him. So you're right. It's, again, the more muscle, the more powerful movements. And then as you just alluded to, the muscle will absorb that glucose and change it into glycogen to be used for energy more readily. And that's the answer. The answer is keeping our muscle. Let me share with your listeners a scary thought. If they stop working out after age 25, they'll lose about a half a pound of muscle a year. That half a pound of muscle translates into a gain of 2.6 pounds of fat in that same year.
Huh.
So even if she ate the same as she did when she was 18, she will gain in 10 years 26 pounds of fat, in 20 years 52 pounds of fat. And I've seen my students, I mean, I get some of the middle-aged students coming in, and they'll tell me, gosh, I don't eat that much, but they've stopped moving. And when you lose your muscle, you lose part of your metabolism. So you know about the metabolic process. We need to keep muscle activated so that also you'll be more functional, protects your joints. And that's what we're talking about, not only in the book, but you and I are preaching to the choir that, you know, muscle is everything, and we have to do everything we can to keep whatever muscle we have.
And the best way to increase muscle faster is not to leave the gym and think you're done for the day. That,
right.
I'm telling you, the message is coming stronger and stronger, how accurate this is. And you don't, and that doesn't mean you have to overtrain. It doesn't mean that you have to go in and do Bulgarian 12 sessions a day. No, what it does mean is throughout the day, you have to do these little bursts of exercise routines that don't really tax the muscles, but send a signal to the body that, hey, we're not done yet. Keep things moving forward. All right, we're going to take our last commercial break, and we'll come back and wrap up the interview with Dr. Tom Seaborn. We'll be right back with more Super Human Radio. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else? 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me, and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it, and you'll be a believer too.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
I've been watching you.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Tom Seaborn today, author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Quick Total Body Workouts. Emphasis on the word quick. Okay, this book isn't designed to be used necessarily exclusively as your book that you want to produce your gym workout with. You can, obviously. You can take a lot of the exercises, which are fully illustrated in the book, and assemble them. But what I'm suggesting you do is get this book and take some of these modular routines that last a couple to 5 minutes and work them in throughout the day so that you can find, you will find, as the new emerging research is showing, that training with greater frequency but for short bursts of time throughout the day will actually have a exponential effect on what you do in the morning as far as making progress goes. Now, in the press release, I read something here that this book was spawned from the TLC show. What TLC show?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know if I went. What happened was recently I was profiled on a show on TLC because of my cycling, because of the craziness that, you know, I do all these ultra-endurance events. And the point about that is that I've been fortunate that since my life is fitness, I've been able to incorporate both the ultra endurance with the power type training. So I've got both the fast and slow twitch fibers. But the irony is that you know, we talked about eating calories. Like I eat like at least 6,000 calories a day just because of my the work that I do all day. But I wanted to mention one other thing before we're off the air, and that is what I tried to do in the book, Carl, was for those of us who are getting older, and you're not as old as I am, but you know how our
I'm right around the corner.
You know how our joints are beginning to, you know, our shoulders and our hips and our knees and our back. Well, I tried to explain in the strength training section that's involved in the gym of how to do the exercises correctly. When I say correctly, so that we don't have to go through the soft tissue damage that's caused by doing bench presses that are, you know, bringing the bar all the way to the chest, or, you know, behind the neck press, you know, shoulder presses. Now, some people can get away with this. Carl, you've seen them, that their whole lives they do things like, you know, tear up the ligaments, but they're still able to, with dumbbells, work around the injury. And
right.
You know, I'm one of those two. You know, I'm going to be in the gym no matter what. And that's what we have to do. We have to work around any type of damage until that injury heals. But what I see in the gym, Carl, I see people doing things incorrectly that eventually are going to lead to the damage that, you know, require the surgery. And the TLC show, in a nutshell, was me arguing with the doctor that he said I needed a hip replacement and I said I didn't.
Right.
Even though I have bone on bone, I've had bone on bone in my right hip for about 15 years, I'm dealing with that. I'm waiting.
Sure. Increasing hip flexor muscles, gluteal minimus and maximus muscles and other surrounding supporting muscles. You can keep the banging around in the joint to a minimum. First of all,
beautiful, beautiful. See, he didn't listen. I mean,
But you know what's even more shocking? There is a doctor in Florida I just found out about, and I talked about this on the show a while, and please don't lose your thought there, but there's a doctor in Florida that is now doing intra-articular injections of growth hormone.
Mm.
Anybody who knows anything about bodybuilders knows that when bodybuilders use high doses of growth hormone, 5, 6, 7, 8 IUs a day, one of the first things that happens is an increase in chondrocyte biosynthesis and a crowding of the joints. This notion that chondrocytes and meniscus, once worn out, are gone forever is total BS. Just take growth hormone and massive doses of glucosamine and chondroitin so you have the building blocks, and you'll find out that everything heals itself in there.
You know, oh my gosh, you're reading my mind. I'm waiting for that day. I'm waiting for that injection where I read an article recently where the hip and knee replacements will appear barbaric in the next like 5 to 8 years because of exactly what you just talked about. And everybody's telling me, even some of the most prolific people in my fitness industry are saying, oh, go get a hip replacement. The hardest part is just the long time that you've waited before you do it. But no, I'm agreeing with you, and I've been doing exactly what you're saying. Greg Roscoff, I don't know if you know, he invented a strategy of kind of strength training. He works with the Utah Jazz, Denver Nuggets.
Okay.
Muscle activation technique. He'd be a great guest.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he invented that. He'd be a great guest. And he told me the exact same thing you just said 10 years ago when I started having the bone-on-bone, when I had the x-ray. He said, strengthen your gluteus medius, minimus, maximus, and just stay strong in that area until you're limping or until the pain is so bad that you have to take meds. And I'm not in that category at all. So you're right. The strengthening, and see, this is what the book talks about. I mean, simple exercises you do at your desk, some of them are what Greg recommended, and those are isometric exercises. Isometric, where you just hold that, the contraction.
Sure.
That at least will strengthen the muscle for those that can't get to a gym or that are, you know, trying
there's
to
a
get
lot,
that
you know
burst.
What? There's a lot that can be done with isometrics. There's a lot that we can done with basically is a static contraction. Static contractions have profound effect on muscle. But more importantly, I'm starting to realize through my own applications of static holds in my workouts recently that static contractions cause greater collateral inroads of nerves to fibers.
Mm.
So you can actually, in my humble opinion, if there's research out there that'll prove what I'm saying, or there will be someday, static contractions would benefit people who have Parkinson's and multiple sclerosis because it was once told to me by Dr. Mario DiPasquale many years ago that when you are going through the motion of an exercise and your muscles start to quiver, if you will, and quake, this is actually muscle fibers that are failing being replaced by muscle fibers that are firing for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have this jittering. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about? Okay. Well, if you do a static contraction long enough, what you find is you have that same sensation. What is happening, in my humble opinion, is we are waking up muscle fibers that normally don't get recruited to become recruited. And the more often you do that, they end up becoming first line recruits for activation. And the more you do that, because I'm a firm believer that, like our brain, we only use a percentage of our muscles. Our body is conservative. It says, you know, I just want to get by with using what I need to get by. I experienced this by watching one time a 181-pound power lifter pull a 700-pound deadlift, and I watched his muscles. I mean, it was like the aftershock of a bomb going off in his back. It was like I could see the waves and the rippling of the muscles. I said, my God, this guy is using everything. He's not using 50% of it. He's using everything. How did he get that way? And it doesn't come from bouncing the weight. It comes from statics.
Right.
That's my opinion.
That's really interesting because, you know, in the literature, it talks about first you recruit type 1, then type 2A intermediate, and then the type 2B. So it's kind of, as you suggested, in waves. And, you know, that the co-contraction of the agonist and antagonist may be exactly what you're saying with the isometric contraction, that the more muscle fibers and that neuronal activation may happen, because the research on supersets, basically bicep, tricep, quad, hamstring, that you're getting more neuronal patterning then. So it makes all the sense in the world that isometrics might be the same thing. So you might be onto something there, Carl. That's cool.
You know what's funny, Tom? I'm onto a lot of things, but I'm not onto anything at the same time. So anyway, I talk is cheap. You guys make this stuff happen in the lab. So, you know, that's the bottom line. All right. So let's plug the book again. We're coming to the end of the interview. The book will be available February or sooner. You can go to Amazon.com and get on the wait list now and actually save money. The book is called The Complete Idiot's Guide to Quick Total Body Workouts. If you're not investing in books, you're not progressing. The difference between you and a doctor are the books that he's read. If you're not progressing, you need to read more. And I don't mean one book. You don't just go out and buy Arnold Schwarzenegger's book, Encyclopedia on Bodybuilding, and go, okay, I've got everything I need. No, you've got to constantly be reading, because a lot of times you miss something, you pick it up in a different book, you apply it, and you go, oh, my God, that was what I needed to make progress. So if you're not investing in this process, you're not going to get anything out of it. And the easiest way to invest is to buy books written by credible authors like Dr. Seaborn, The Complete Idiot's Guide to Quick Total Body Workouts. Get it at Amazon.com. Tom, thanks so much for being on Superhuman Radio today.
Carl, truly a privilege. You're amazing. Great show, and thanks so much. Can I get this on Facebook? Can I click it on there?
Oh, I will. The show will be up within the hour, and there'll be a link on your Facebook page. If I'm not, please friend me on Facebook. If we're not friends already, go find Carl Lenore and friend me so I can paste it on your wall, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much,
right,
sir.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, so there you go. Another great interview. Don't forget, tomorrow, we've got a great show planned for you also. Tomorrow is going to be an installment on the roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy with Coach Wade Johnson and, of course, Rob Regish. And we're also going to have Dr. Judy Kuriansky on, the official Superhuman Radio resident therapist. We're going to be talking about your emotions. Do you swallow them down? Do you manipulate your emotions? There are things that you could be doing to yourself without realizing it by not paying attention to your humanity. We're going to be talking about that tomorrow. We'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.